You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar says hundreds of ships have delivered millions of tons of grain from Ukrainian ports to the world since a UN brokered deal known as the Black Sea Initiative took effect in July.
During these 3 months, a total of 345 ships left the Ukrainian ports with grain. The number of ships corresponds to a total of 7,700,000 tons of grain.
Mr. Hulusi, along with Ukrainian Infrastructure Minister Alexander Kubrikov, visited the Istanbul-based Joint Coordination Center and were briefed on the effort to stabilize global food prices. Russia and Ukraine signed the grain corridor deal brokered by Ankara and the United Nations on the 22nd of July to reopen grain and fertilizer exports that have been blocked by war to ease an international food crisis. Mr. Kubrikov says there's a clear link between the Black Sea Initiative and food prices around the world.
We all understand how much our initiative impacts the world food prices. We clearly understand that we will definitely continue the initiative. As a result of today's talks with the minister, we are sure that we are doing everything to make it work.
Russian President Vladimir Putin last week said that humanitarian corridors for Ukrainian grain should be closed if it emerged that they were being used for what he called acts of terror. Russia has been increasingly critical of the deal in recent months, with Mr. Putin falsely claiming that the majority of the exported grain is going to rich countries in Europe rather than to vulnerable countries. Meanwhile, Ukrainian army spokesman Alexander Stupin says Russia has begun the evacuation of state assets from the Kherson region to Crimea.
The occupiers are intensifying filtering measures in the Kherson region and have begun the process of evacuating so-called state institutions. According to available information, employees and property of banks and a pension fund are being taken from Kherson to the temporarily occupied territory of Crimea.
He adds that due to the mobilization of medical workers, civilians are being denied medical care in the Belgorod region.
The level of the moral and psychological state of the population in the border regions of the Russian Federation has significantly decreased. In particular, this is caused by the lack of medical care for civilians. According to available information, due to the mobilization of medical workers and an increase in the flow of wounded, civilians are being denied medical services in hospitals of the Belgorod region.
Mr. Stupin claims the Ukrainian army carried out 20 strikes in four areas held by Russia over the past day. Russian state TV has shown what it says was the aftermath of a Ukrainian shelling attack on the southern Belgorod region bordering Ukraine. Russian officials say their air defenses shot down a minimum of 16 Ukrainian missiles in the region. Ukrainian officials claim four members of the same family were wounded as a result of the shelling. Raisa is one resident whose flat was hit by a shockwave from a Russian missile. She tells of her son's lucky escape from being seriously injured.
I wanted to go to the corridor, and then the door opened. There was a long sound and shockwave, and my son was there. He was lucky that the curtains were closed, so they protected him from glass fragments.
Russian Defense Ministry Chief Spokesman Igor Konashenkov confirms that Russia carried out several strikes in Ukraine.
During the past 24 hours, the Russian armed forces continued to strike with high-precision long-range air-launched weapons at military command and control facilities, as well as the energy system of Ukraine. The goals of the strikes were achieved, all assigned targets were hit.
The Ukrainian army tried to break through the defense of the Russian troops in the Kherson region, but did not succeed, according to Mr. Konashenkov.
During the day, in the Kryvyi Rih direction, the enemy made attempts to break through the defense of the Russian troops in the areas of Kushara in the Kherson region, with forces of up to three battalions, including one tank battalion. The Russian army units held their positions in fierce battles, inflicting significant losses on the enemy. More than 250 Ukrainian servicemen, 11 tanks, 14 armored fighting vehicles, and two field artillery pieces were destroyed.
Mr. Konashenkov says another attack by Ukrainian troops in Kharkiv was thwarted. The defense ministry in Minsk says just under 9,000 Russian troops would be stationed in Belarus as part of a regional grouping of forces to protect its borders. On the ground in Kharkiv, Ukrainian servicemen are celebrating refitting tanks they have captured from Russia. They check the condition of the captured tanks, clean them, mark them with Ukrainian signs, and camouflage them with tree branches. Ukrainian serviceman Dramaturg explains.
We found the tank somewhere nearby, pulled it out, cleaned it, prepared everything. It is functional, it works perfectly, so it is a tank for us. We hide it, because that is the task. This is the task from our commanders, hide the tank so that no one sees it.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday claimed that 65,000 Russian soldiers have died since the invasion of Ukraine began on the 24th of February. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.